Well, hello.
Hi there.
John Gary.
And Larry O'Brien.
Voices from the fabulous 60s.
Yeah, wishing you a happy anniversary, G.H.
Yes,
famous
sir.
13, the real big on the dial, 13.
A.M. Wrigley, yes.
Yeah.
Boy, what a staff we had in those days. How about our old pal Gene Loving?
Yeah.
The afternoon delight. Who'll ever forget the time Gene was driving his convertible at the beach and a tree frog landed on his head and did froggy shame.
Yeah, well, he was cool, though. You gotta admit that. I mean, while the rest of us would have panicked, Gene kept his cool.
Well, he liked it. That's right. Oh, he's got a whole tree frog farm now.
I know. He's nuts, too.
Yeah.
And, of course, we were all led by our spiritual guide, Mr. Ambert Dale.
Yes, sir.
The general mangler of the station.
I remember when Ambert had a ventriloquist act on the radio.
Yep, Ambert and Junior.
It was so sad. Some smart-aleck little kid threw a woodpecker on Junior, and Ambert was out of the business.
Yeah. He had to resort to management to make ends meet.
Sad thing. Yeah, old buddy Roger Clark. We remember when you used to hang around a bowling alley saying, I'm Roger Clark. I'm lonely.
By the way, Roger, I borrowed two albums from you once and never returned them.
He's not going to tell you which two, are you?
Ha ha.
Remember Tom Scott and you, Larry?
Yeah, rowing our brains out in a Boston whaler from Ocean View to Buckrow Beach.
Then you were arrested by the Hampton police for bringing a boat on a public beach. It was a great promotion.
It was the same day that Bob Calvert decided to get a little sun and was severely harpooned.
Bob Calvert would still be doing the Popometer preview on Sundays on WGH, except that the kid who used to bring him Brandy Alexander's on Sunday just graduated from med school. He's been gone for some time now.
Yeah.
Anyway...
Well, happy anniversary, G.H.
Yeah, we'll be down to see you soon. Is the beach still there?
We're still available.
Yeah.
But the price has gone up.
Not much.
No.